Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want to talk to Eric Terry, who's the president of the Virginia Restaurant, Lodging, and Travel Association, about how things went in Virginia over Thanksgiving. And, you know, maybe his prognostication of what a lot of his members are looking at as we head towards Christmas, because this is a big time for a lot of the tourist destinations in Virginia. They were hurt in the summertime. What do you think, especially with the renewed concerns about COVID, Eric?
Well, John, the governor's recent restrictions that were announced just before Thanksgiving really put a crimp on a lot of our restaurants that, 10 p.m. alcohol curfew and whatnot have really hurt them over these past few weeks. It's created quite a bit of a downturn in their business at a really crucial time of coming up to Christmas and, holiday parties and things like that. So, it's been pretty tough. And of course, there's been no real stimulus that's been, created from Congress. So many of our folks are struggling to get through this season and, keep their staffs employed and whatnot. So, it's pretty difficult.
I have one friend, and I try not to personalize everything on the air, but this guy, I think his business is done. He thought that the corner had been turned in August. And the smaller holiday parties, he's got a big room, so he thought he could have the smaller holiday parties with a high ceiling and people felt comfortable coming in. And he had started to book things like that, and all of them have canceled. And I just think he's got a second mortgage on his house. It sounds like the business is done, and I'm sick to my stomach for him. Do you think that that's a one-off, or are you hearing that a lot of people really have tapped out at this stage?
No, we're hearing that frequently now, especially in going into this winter season, with no stimulus and no kind of hope. I mean, the Rebuild Virginia programs helped a little bit for some folks, but not many people have gotten any funding for that yet. So there's a lot of them that I think are really, really on the edge, and this most recent thing is going to push them over the edge, because many of them did rely on those holiday parties that, people spent some money and did some things. And so, I don't think that's unique. I think you'll see a lot more of that coming here, pretty quickly.
Now, I've been critical of Governor Northam for months now, but look, we got to get through this. And you're a pretty diplomatic person. Have you had an opportunity to sit down with the governor or the senior members of the staff and, try to find a way through this that balances his, I think, unreasonable concerns about the COVID situation and kind of, I'll just call it out. I think this is a crazy reaction that he's had, especially at this stage, but I'm not the governor. He gets to make those decisions. Is there a way to navigate this you're able to articulate?
Well, I think there is. I mean, I've been engaging with the governor's staff, as late as yesterday afternoon on things that could be done to, make it a little more, workable for our hotels and our restaurants. I mean, both are really struggling at this point and, coming up with, possible solutions. I mean, the issue, I think, for me right now is that we keep painting restaurants as the bad guys, and there doesn't seem to be any evidence to that effect.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, I've asked repeatedly, you know, tell me what you're, you know, seeing, and you know, why are restaurants bad? And by the way, it's not just in Virginia, it's every state around,
right.
my counterparts in other states. You know, they keep saying, you know, restaurants are the bad guys, but nobody's presented any evidence to that effect. And so that's the frustration that we have. And you know, occasionally we have an elected official, you know, making irresponsible comments about that with no evidence of data behind it.
I saw the Chesterfield story the other day. It's cocktails or schools. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of a fake and stupid thing to say in public. I mean, the evidence doesn't back that up, and that's killing the people who then give money to the schools. So I don't know why you would do that publicly.
Exactly. And you know, you got parents who have children who work in the restaurant industry that are hurt by that. We have our restaurant owners that are hurt by that. And you know, it's just irresponsible. And you know, that's the issue that I think we now have is that, you know, you've got to back up and say, you know, what exactly why the industry is, you know, the quote unquote super spreader, as opposed to the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people going to Black Friday events at retail establishments and, you know, all the other places that people are going to that, you know, have the same potential, if not greater.
No kidding. So, that's a really important point, because I went shopping on Sunday and I felt more uncomfortable with the throngs of people in some of the stores that I went into than I have at any of the restaurants I've gone to around the Richmond area in the last few months. Listen, I appreciate you talking about it. Call if you get some breakthrough here, but I wanted to have you on to try to give you a platform to express that, and B, maybe put some pressure on these people to lay off the attitude they've got, so that maybe some of these companies will survive. Eric Terry is the president of the Virginia Restaurant, Lodging, and Travel Association. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Chad.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.